nicely. He was, in Arabic we would term it, we would say he was Jamiul Kamalat.
Mm.
He was good in everything, alhamdulillah. And one thing he took very seriously was family life.
Mm.
Even though he used to travel a lot, especially in the last 15 odd years, he used to always travel. Even initially, he used to travel on a Friday and be back on a Sunday. Then as he became older, he used to go on a Thursday and come back on a Sunday. Then he eventually, towards the end, it went to a Wednesday because he used to become quite tired while traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule of thumb, wherever in the world he was, no matter into which village or which hut he was staying in, his one usul he always had, whenever he used to reach his destination, he used to phone. And maybe every second or third day phone. It wasn't lengthy calls, it was short calls. But just to find, how are you? How's everybody doing? Is anybody sick at home? You know, that kind of thing. And he was a person who was always accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to us, but to everybody. And we find that sometimes of the personalities of the world, they become very inaccessible due to their high stature.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was such that anybody could contact him. And even if you didn't have airtime and you sent him a please call me or a message, his rule was he would always reply every SMS, email, whatever you sent him, whatever means of communication, letter, whatever it may be. He made it as a rule of thumb that he would communicate to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
At home, he was a very jovial person. He was very strict on us. He was a perfectionist in everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he always tried to impress upon us that do things properly. Allah loves when you do things properly, you know. And he used to always remind us that when Dawud alayhi salam was welding the armor, then Allah Ta'ala commanded him that when you weld it, you must weld the button straight. So when you do things in life, do it properly. And he used to say that I learned this from my sheikh, meaning Sheikh al-Hadith rahmatullah. He was also a perfectionist in everything he did. And he used to enjoy at home, he used to enjoy doing everything, playing with the grandkids, you know, associating with us. At times, initially, he used to also play with us board games. When the kids used to be playing on the computer, he used to go there and interact with them. He used to do gardening. He used to do basically everything, even cooking.
Subhanallah. Quite a few interactions coming through, and Malala bringing wonderful qualities to the fore. Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli. The best amongst you are those who are best amongst, best to the family members. And like Malala saying, no matter whether he was abroad or whether he was local or international, wherever he was, he made it a point to communicate with the family members, something which we lack a great deal in today's life. Also, the aspect of communication I've got in front of me here from the website, that Malala used to respond to SMSs, emails, and also to missed calls. That's something which we don't do. Somebody must call and say, "Hi, Bona, I'm not going to phone. He wants to speak to me, not me." He would phone back, and if the person did not mention his name or not, he would say that at least if this person would have mentioned his name and number, I would have responded to him. This was the Sheikh's communication. We've got about four callers. Let's go to the first one very briefly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could you kindly switch the radio off in the background? Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Ji, brother.
Oh, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana, and to the panel. I knew Hazrat for over 12 years. I met Hazrat when I was about 20 years old.
Mm.
And Hazrat completely changed my life. I was modernized. I had a complete modern outlook on life. And Hazrat brought certain sunnahs in my life that are so valuable to me. One example is that Hazrat dressed extremely simple.
Mm.
And I never had that in my life. I still dress fancy. I have fancy clothing, but I keep at least 5 simple cotton kurtas that have no patterns on, because Hazrat always dressed like that. And Hazrat used to say that Hazrat Sheikh used to also keep very simple clothes. And his father actually used to reprimand him when he was young, and even got a beating for, at a very tender age, for wearing fancy clothing.
Mm.
And today I love wearing the cotton kurta, which is very simple. You actually look like you are very poor, but it is so comfortable, especially in the summer months. You really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I remember about Hazrat, after spending many, many years with Hazrat in Ramadan, was that Hazrat was very loving and very kind and showed so much passion for the work Hazrat did. Everything that Hazrat did, everything Hazrat turned his hand to was done so well.
Mm-hmm.
Many years we used to wait for Hazrat to finish, we say Sheikh Hazrat, for Hazrat to finish namaz so we could make musafa, we could read. even if it's just after Isha on any day of the week. But I always noticed that Hazrat would read namaz so patiently, as if he didn't want to finish the namaz.
Mm-hmm. And, brother,
During the last days, and whenever I met Sheikh, Hazrat used to always point out the sunnah to me. Even in the last few days that Hazrat was here in South Africa, I accompanied Hazrat and his son to the hospital for a scan. And Hazrat was in so much pain. And just taking his clothing off was a very difficult task. But when we put his shoes on, Hazrat insisted that we put it on the sunnat way, the right leg first.
Mm. And even brother, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we've just got other callers. I appreciate your contribution. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, let's go to the next callers. Let's go take very briefly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Hello, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ji, brother, very briefly.
Ji, my name is Brother Ashraf Ibrahim. I was paid to Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim here from 1989, 24 years murid. Just in point form, the things I've picked up from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali: taqwa, simplicity, piety, humbleness, love for Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hate for sin. So Allah Ta'ala installed it one of the system that we practice these qualities, and with the seniors like Maulana Ishaq that is put in charge, and the Sekhulafa of the Khanqa, Alhamdulillah, to give us strength and strength to strength to continue the good work that Hazrat has left for us.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Interaction coming via Twitter. It says that Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Mia was a great inspiration for me becoming an alim. Subhanallah, that is an achievement. I don't want to go into the hadith of Rasulullah. Too many hadith come into mind. And always spoke with kind words to me. The next one says, Hazrat is the first, you would call people by their pet names, which is also a quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next one says, Maryam Parker. She says, Salams, the day I took bayat to Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayhi, my life changed spiritually. No Sheikh also motivated me to good. And another one comes, as a young boy, when I used to ask Maulana for advice, he advises to be, remember Allah and he will remember you. Subhanallah. Indeed, remember Allah in times of adversity, in times of prosperity, and Allah will remember you in times of adversity. Subhanallah. Let's go with the next caller, next three callers. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds each so that we can accommodate more people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ji, next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, let's go with Mara Abbas. We've got my Ustad, Honorable Ustad from Darul Um Zakaria, who would also like to contribute to the program. Mara Abbas, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat, Allah ko jazai khair de. Hazrat, 5 minutes mein agar aap mukhtasaran koi kalam farma dijiye.
Aapne bahut short kar diya.
جی حضرت اصل میں وقت میں دقت ہے اور
ٹھیک ہے کوئی نہیں انشاءاللہ میں 5 منٹ میں یہ کر لوں گا
ٹھیک ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وربک یخلق ما یشاء ویختار ریڈیو اسلام پر سننے والے ہمارے بھائی اور اسی طرح سننے والی ہماری مائیں اور بہنیں وقت کی قلت کی وجہ سے اور وقت میں گنجائش نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے بہت ہی اختصار کے ساتھ مختصر دو تین باتیں اس وقت عرض کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. میں نے اس وقت موقع کے مناسب قرآن مجید کے 20th پارے کی 10th رکوع کی ایک آیت کریمہ پڑھی ہے وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. اس آیت کریمہ کی تفسیر میں علامہ ابن قیم رحمہ اللہ, جن کا انتقال 751 میں ہے, علامہ ابن قیم رحمہ اللہ نے اس آیت کریمہ کی تفسیر میں لکھا ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی جب اپنے دین کا کوئی کام لینا چاہتے ہیں, اپنے دین کا کوئی کام کروانا چاہتے ہیں, تو اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندوں میں سے کسی نہ کسی کا انتخاب کر لیتا ہے. وقت نہیں ہے, بہت ہی بریفلی حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا ایک قول ذکر کر لیتا ہوں بہت سرعت کے ساتھ, تیزی کے ساتھ. عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ایام کے اندر میں سے چار دنوں کا انتخاب فرمایا، جمعہ کا دین، عرفے کا دین، یوم نحر، یوم الفطر. مہینوں میں سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے چار مہینوں کا انتخاب فرمایا، شوال، ذوالقعدہ، ذوالحجہ، رجب. عورتوں میں سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے چار عورتوں کا انتخاب فرمایا، حضرت مریم، حضرت خدیجہ، حضرت آسیہ، حضرت فاطمہ بنت محمد. اور اسلام کی طرف سبقت کرنے والوں میں سے چار آدمی کا انتخاب فرمایا، نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عرب سے، سلمان فارسی کا ایران سے، حضرت صہیب رومی کا روم سے، حضرت بلال حبشی کو حبشہ سے. اور وہ چار آدمی کے جنت جن کے لیے مشتاق ہیں، ان میں سے بھی چار کا انتخاب فرمایا، حضرت علی، حضرت عمار بن یاسر، حضرت مقداد ابن اسود، حضرت سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ جب اپنے دین کا کوئی کام کروانا چاہتے ہیں، کوئی کام لینا چاہتے ہیں، اپنے دین کے کسی کام کو بلند کرنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندوں میں سے کسی کا انتخاب کر لیتے ہیں. میں یہ سمجھتا ہوں کہ اس ملک میں ذکر کی مجالس کے انعقاد کے لیے اور تزکیہ اور تصوف کے عام کرنے کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ نے مرحوم حضرت مولانا محمد ابراہیم صاحب کا انتخاب فرمایا. میں یہ سمجھتا ہوں کہ ایک تجدیدی کام تھا جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ان سے لیا. ابو داؤد شریف کے اندر میں روایت ہیں، اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں، ان اللہ یبعث لہذہ الامہ علی راس مئت سنین من یجدد امر دینہا. اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے دین کے کام کی تجدید کے لیے اپنے بندوں میں سے کسی نہ کسی بندے کا انتخاب کر لیتا ہے. میرے نزدیک مولانا کی سب سے بڑی خوبی اور ان کا سب سے بڑا کام جس کو ایک تجدیدی کام کہا جا سکتا ہے، وہ ہے ذکر کی مجالس کا انعقاد کرنا. اس سلسلے میں مولانا کی خوبی یہ ہے کہ انہوں نے پسماندہ علاقے، غریب سے غریب علاقے، ایسے علاقے کے جہاں بہت مشکل سے علماء کا کبھی جانا ہوتا ہے، بہت مشکل سے علماء پہنچ پاتے ہیں، لیکن اس پیرانہ سالی میں، ضعف میں، بیماری کے ان ایام میں بھی انہوں نے دور و دراز کا سفر کیا محض اس مقصد کے لیے کہ جگہ جگہ ذکر کی مجالس کا انعقاد ہو. یہاں تک کہ ساؤت افریقہ سے ہزاروں کلومیٹر دور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے کشمیر کے وہ علاقے جہاں کے لوگ نان شبینہ کے محتاج ہیں، جن کے پاس رہنے کے لیے روف نہیں ہے، پہننے کے لیے کپڑے نہیں ہے، اور شام کے کھانے کے لیے روٹی نہیں ہے، ایسے غریب علاقے میں جا کر کے حضرت نے مجالس کے انعقاد کا جو کام کیا ہے، شاید و مائد کوئی آدمی وہ کام کر سکتا ہو. یہ مولانا کی اتنی بڑی خوبی ہے، اور امید ہے کہ ان کی اس قربانی کے اوپر میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ انہیں بلند درجات عطا فرمائیں گے. وقت کی کمی ہے، مجھے حضرت کے ساتھ 2010 میں الحمدللہ سفر کی رفاقت کی سعادت بھی حاصل رہی. میں ان کے ساتھ سفر میں رہا، 3 ہفتے ان کے ساتھ گزارے. آدمی کے پہچاننے کے 2 ہی راستے ہیں، یا تو آدمی کے ساتھ سفر کیا جائیں یا ایک آدمی کے ساتھ دوستی کی جائیں. میں نے سفر میں بھی حضرت کو دیکھا اور حضرت کی صفات کو نمایاں طور پر مشاہدہ فرمایا، لیکن اس وقت چونکہ وقت کی قلت ہے، کسی اور موقع پر ذکر کیا جائے گا. اس وقت تو ان کا جو تجدیدی جو کام ہے، وہ تجدیدی کام کی جانب میں نے اشارہ کر دیا. باقی یار زندہ، صحبت باقی. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.
جزاکم اللہ خیرا. دریا بکوزہ، السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Very briefly, Mullah Abbas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali touched on many aspects of Maulana's life. He says in 2010 he had the opportunity of traveling with the Sheikh, and not just for a day or two but for 3 weeks. And he says there are only 2 ways of seeing the genuine nature of a person, either through travels or either through business dealings. And he says after traveling with him, he found a pleasant experience with him. There are many other points Mullah Abbas touched on, but time does not permit us to go into the details of it. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to the sister first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your sister, you're live on air. Okay, let's go to the next line. Brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, brother, very briefly.
Ji, my name is Muhammad. I'm phoning from Port Elizabeth. Assalamu alaikum to the panel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I count myself among the fortunate who, alhamdulillah, spent some time with Maulana. And, you know, taking Maulana to the airport, bringing him back from the airport, he was constantly in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the ulama explained so beautifully, you know, he was the embodiment of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I recall that one day I performed the salah in the masjid, and after salah he called me and he told me, Muhammad, you know, you did the Maghrib salah, you would have got more sawab if you recited Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun in the first rakat and Qul Wallahu Ahad in the second rakat.
Mm-hmm.
That was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would say that, you know, you had your salah, you got the sawab, but if you had read the sunnah qiraat, then you would have got the thawab also of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, Maulana's passing, we left a, you know, a huge vacuum in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill Hazrat's qabr with nur, inshallah. And, you know, the legacy he left behind, as rightfully said, that when you are born, people are smiling, you are crying. When you pass away, people must be crying and you must be smiling.
Indeed.
So, alhamdulillah, you know, we find this in Hazrat's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate these stages.
Jazakallah.
And may Allah take him the guidance of Jannah to Firdaus, inshaAllah.
Indeed. Al-mawtu jasrun yusiru al-habib ila al-habib. Death is a bridge which connects one beloved to the other. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ji, brother, you live on air.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, brother, very briefly.
Yes. As far as Sunnat, I know he was very particular, even putting on the socks. In other words, if we put the socks on, he would make sure he would put the right foot in front.
Subhanallah.
Because when you're sitting in front of a person, your right is his left foot.
Mm.
And he was very particular about that. The other thing is, he always used to refer to us as, my friends, I'm not selfish, I want you to also gain what I'm gaining. And he always used to say that if you are nobody, you are somebody. And if you think you are somebody, you are nobody.
Subhanallah.
He always used to mention that in his wise.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, Boja, wonderful qualities coming to the fore. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. He who holds steadfast on my sunnah at a time when it's dead, when people are not practicing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 100 martyrs, Alhamdulillah.
Gee, definitely, Mawlana. I think some amazing qualities have made mentioned by our Ustaz, Mawlana Basab. We have also made mentioned by many of the callers. Maulana, I've got 2-3 SMSs I just want to read quickly. Maulana, love for Durood is priceless. He encouraged us to have Durood program at school every Friday.
Mm.
Ever since that, the boys look forward to it and we've never missed it then. Another SMS saying that even though Maulana was such a great sheikh, he spoke lightheartedly too. When I took my newborn son for his duas, he happened to be eating a Lamington and joked that if I have to blow on him now, this boy will become a black boy. Humility was also a correct quality which our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed. So obviously, Maulana is one of Maulana, I think I've described it, mentioned Jawami'ul Kamalat, possessed many, many such qualities in his life, which obviously people have taken closely towards, alhamdulillah.
Let's go to the callers, the next one, very briefly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Could you kindly switch the radio in the background, please? Jee, brother, you live on air.
Hello?
Ji, brother, you live on air.
I'm phoning you from the Virginia and the Free State.
Ji. If you could kindly switch your radio off, I think you could hear yourself also. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum, sir.
Ji, sister, you live on air.
From the Madrasa students, we would just like to say that Hazrat was our sheikh, our father, our mentor, our support, our everything. And we have become orphans and we feel lost, our hearts and our hopes are shattered. Our only hope left is that Allah Ta'ala unites us in Jannah to Firdaus with our beloved Sheikh, and our dua to our beloved Mawlana Ishaq, our beloved Appa, Hafiz Ismail and Hafiz Zakaria, is that we hope and we pray that Allah Ta'ala unites everyone unites them with their parents in Jannah to Firdaus.
Amen. I mean, Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm just going to ignore the callers for a little while. I need to get some important aspects through. Tell us more with regards to Hazrat's concern and fikr.
With regard to Hazrat's concern and his contribution to the deen in South Africa, I think it's safe to say that it emanated from the great responsibility that was entrusted upon him on his shoulders by his spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Uluddin Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmat Ali, and that was to teach people who their Allah is and to let the people take the name of Allah with love and respect. I think in the early 80s and 90s also, there was a lot of opposition to Zikrullah, but Hazrat persevered. He was never ever discouraged, because many masajid would not give us permission to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, today, throughout the khankas in South Africa, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done with ease. And we can say that Hazrat definitely was the pioneer in establishing the majalis of zikr. One of the callers also mentioned about Hazrat's drive as far as durood is concerned. Approximately 2 or 3 years ago, Hazrat took it upon himself that he went from town to town in the entire Cape province. We're talking about the Eastern and Western Cape, throughout Natal, throughout Gauteng, masjid to masjid. All he requested is after either Maghrib or Isha, just 3 minutes to explain the virtues of durood, and he handed out a card. He printed thousands of cards, and he asked the people and the communities that recite durood in abundance, because this is what is going to change our communities. I will wrap up my contribution by saying that Hazrat's life was the embodiment of various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the one that stands out the most is khayrun nas ma yanfa'un nas, that the best of people are those who benefit people. Every aspect of Hazrat's life was utilized in serving and benefiting others selflessly, whether it was muridin or non-muridin, the ummah at large. Just to give one example, the day Hazrat's late wife Appa Anisa passed away, it was at about Asr time. Within a few hours, the janazah had taken place. The Isha majlis took place on that night. Hazrat say, what benefit will I have sitting with the people who came to confer the condolences? It is now my responsibility to continue with deen. In such trying times, I don't think we would have been able to do anything of that nature. This is clearly what Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi advised Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, that khilafat means that you serve your sheikh with love, sincerity and devotion. You must now serve the ummah in a likewise manner. We can safely say that Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the epitome of the statement, and now it is upon us to continue the legacy of servitude to the ummah. وآخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay, let's go to the callers. I'm going to allow you 30 seconds maximum. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alright, let's go to the next caller. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Are you still taking calls?
جي, we'll take in 30 seconds.
Okay, yes, hold on.
السلام عليكم.
جي, brother, live in here.
Are you there?
جي.
My name is Abdurrahman.
Yeah.
I'm from here, from Virginia in the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows me as Bumi.
Mm-hmm.
And all the murids there, I want to give them my salams and everything.
Amen.
And whatever was said about Maulana Ibrahim, it's all true. But my big question is that I asked him 20 years ago, if he's not there anymore, who's going to take his place?
Mm-hmm.
And up to there, my question still comes up, who is going to take his place?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question to all the murids.
Yeah. Wonderful, brother. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, brother, I see Ustad would like to respond to you.
Our Sheikh Hazrat Ibrahim Sahib had left... Our Sheikh Hazrat Ibrahim Sahib had left that responsibility upon Maulana Ishaq. He is now in charge of the spiritual aspect of the Khanka.
Jazakumullah for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. An SMS coming through, assalamu alaikum. There are no words to describe the oceans of knowledge, heartfelt care that our beloved Sheikh imparted upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus, and inshallah reap the benefit of all that Sheikh always gave us, the opportunities to do the khidmat of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his family and all his associates sabr and jameel. Wassalamu alaikum, Naseema Lunat, murid of Sheikh. And I suppose many people are asking the question, Hafiz Ismail, that who has taken in charge of the Khilafah so far and what's the way forward? And many people think that now that Hazrat Sheikh is gone, that's the end of the Tasawwuf and we should pack our bags and go.
You know, Maulana, and if I can wrap up with a statement as well, as we are going to a fast close. I read a very, very, very thought-provoking saying on a qabr board, and it said that as you are, so were we. And as we are, so you shall be. So in the end of the day, every one of us will pass through that way. A program of this nature, I must also stress once again, the Sheikh was one who never lauded praise. He hated it. If someone used to give him praise, and he used to hate it with a passion. To that extent, he never even allowed us to write the word Hazrat before his name in the newsletters. Mm. You know, he was very, very strict about that. But we must again stress that although it's not sunnah to do this type of tribute programs or what have you, the thing is that the man is gone, but the legacy needs to live on. Mm. Now, if we look at, and Ustad touched about it a little earlier, that zikr in this country was something which is taboo. But Alhamdulillah, Hazrat went from town to town, taking the onslaught of people and the difficulties and the swearing and the condemning. But Alhamdulillah, through that difficulties that he had endured, he had now paved the way for us. 30-day iftikaf programs were something which are non-existent. Alhamdulillah, through that, now 30-day iftikaf programs take place all over the world. Mm. Umrah, where people are making umrah with their sheikhs. This is Alhamdulillah something also which was pioneered by Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria. And many, many, many other things that Hazrat had done. For example, the Islahi Ijtima was something which was started. Hazrat had taken a lot of condemnation from different parties. And Alhamdulillah, today we see that Islahi Ijtima start taking place all over the world. Mm. So it is that legacy of Hazrat that needs to live on. And in terms of the Tazkiyah part of Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria, Alhamdulillah, not now, but 3 years ago, already Sheikh had said that my next successor will be through Maulana Ishaq. And he had also said to his inner circle of Khulafa that do not question me on this choice, because this choice is not from me, it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, 2 minutes or 4 minutes to the hour of 10. Let's get Mullah Ubaidullah Bhoja back. Mullah Ubaidullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I think one of many things were said. There's a few things I would like to wrap up on. The madaris that Hazrat was running, I think it's imperative that those of us that are connected, we need to be supporting this madaris financially, morally, seeing that this work carries on. This becomes the responsibility of all of us. Many a times when senior people pass on, it's one person doing the work of 50. Now we 50 got to do the work of that one person. We need to be supporting. Whatever is going on needs to be on the increase. We should never say who's going to succeed Hazrat. Obviously, Maulana Ishaq, a capable man, but we need to realize this is the system of Allah. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the Nabi of Allah, innaka mayyit wa innahum mayyitun. We all have to leave. Our responsibility is making sure that in the process of leaving, we've connected to those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored with His closeness. And finally, I think the teachings of Hazrat were such, with regards to whatever we've heard, be it the zikr, be it the durood, be it the starting of the kunut in the fajr, the reading of the surahs in the fajr of Friday as well. Hazrat was a pioneer of many things. We need to make sure that in our day-to-day life, these things are practical and these things are put in our life. And this is what, in essence, is what is required from these programs, that we become better people, practical people, after getting inspiration from the pious that have moved on.
Manabirullah, Jazakumullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahuma a'ta wa kullu shay'in indahu bi ajalin musamma. To Allah belongs whatever He takes, and to Allah belongs whatever He gives. And everything has its stipulated time. Not a person will not leave a second earlier or second later. Maulana has passed on, but he has left behind a rich legacy for the Muridin and for the Ummah at large. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ighfir lahu warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin wa khlufhu fi 'aqibihi fil ghabirin wa ighfir lana wa lahu rabbil alamin. اللهم افسح له في قبره ونور له فيه. This is narration of Muslim Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his stages in the year after. اللهم اغفر له ورحمه وعافه وعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقي من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه وأدخله الجنة وأعذه من عذاب القبر أو من عذاب النار. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fervently from the bottom of our hearts to give Shaykh the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. Hafiz Ismail, Jazakumullah khairan for contributing to the program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you also. Our heart, our